Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Rick Lepsinger is our guest, and he's the author of, co-author of Virtual Team Success and Flexible Leadership. Rick, the it's onpointconsulting.com, is that right?
That's right. Onpointconsultingllc.com.
LLC.com. Check that out. And, of course, Rick's books are available wherever books are sold. We're talking about trust. Rick, talk to us about trust in our in the teams that we work in.
Yeah, I think it's helpful to start with thinking a little bit about what are the components of trust, because how do you go about building trust among team members, you know, with colleagues? And a lot of work has been done on this with my colleague, Charles Green. He's with a group called Trusted Advisors and has written quite a bit about it. And he talks about four primary elements that you know, the pillars to build trust. Mm-hmm. And the first is credibility. And credibility is not only your track record, your credentials, your education, your history of success, but it's also the extent to which you speak the truth, the belief that people have that you will give them the straight story as opposed to selectively disclosing information or putting sort of a hyper spin on the positive aspects, but to give them a really balanced view.
Also, consistency has got to be part of that.
Yeah, consistency in terms of speaking the truth, but consistency is also about the second element, which is reliability, which is you know, fulfilling your promises, meeting your commitments. But it's not just being dependable. It's also being, as you say, consistent across situations, mm-hmm. that you're reliable in terms of doing what you want. One of the interesting things is that when we do work with organizations, people put a lot of emphasis on the reliability component of trust, with the belief that if I'm reliable, I will be trustworthy.
Yep.
And that's true, but it's only one of the four components, and you really want
But it's one of the big reasons why, Rick, I say that trust is not only the right thing to do, being trustworthy, it's a best practice.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Again, it's core to any kind of business or interpersonal interaction. You know, and a lot of business is interpersonal interactions.
So. Right.
The third one is what we're calling intimacy, which is really relationship and connection with people, and that's both acting with discretion but also demonstrating empathy and being a good listener. So it's really about demonstrating that you understand the other person's situation, but it's willingness to listen. And listen is a big component of trust. You know, mm-hmm. it's part of the reciprocity side of building trust. You know, I listen to you. You will listen to me, kind
mm-hmm.
of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the last, which is, I think, particularly important, is your self-orientation. You know, do you have a high self-orientation where you focus on your needs and priorities,
mm-hmm.
or a low self-orientation where you focus on the needs and priorities of others? And it's that self-orientation that can really impact the perception of trust, because even if you're credible, reliable, and people really like you, if they believe that your focus is primarily on your needs and priorities, it really diminishes their perception of your trustworthiness.
And that's the one that makes the hair stand up on the back of our neck the quickest, doesn't it?
Yeah, oh, I think so, yeah.
That's the one that comes across the earliest and the most dramatically. We're almost hypersensitive to that, aren't we, each one of us?
Yeah, absolutely. If you believe people are operating in their best interest and not yours, it's very difficult, especially with a long distance kind of a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And it also gets at, you know, what's going on in the U.S. government now with the lack of trust. You know, there's the credibility piece, but there's also the each group has its own self-orientation, is unwilling to, you know, work for or focus on the other. So it's very hard to have any kind of a trust relationship, and then nothing gets done. You can't have a straightforward conversation. It's difficult to solve problems. You know, you just can't make anything happen without trust.
Right. Well, there's no question about it. It's at the heart of everything. And I'm going to say it again, folks. Trust is not only the right thing to do. It's a best practice because Rick, if I can trust you, then even if I think you might be charging me a little bit more than somebody else is, it's worth it to me. That trust becomes a margin getter for you, doesn't it? If I think I can trust you, because I don't have to go shopping around and try somebody else out. I can trust Rick, even though he pays me a little bit, he charges me a little bit more. It's worth it, right?
Right, and trust is something that you earn. It's not something you're given.
Well said. And Rick, I need the website again one more time, please.
It's onpointconsultingllc.com.
So check that out. The books are Virtual Team Success, also Flexible Leadership 2, co-authored by Rick Lepsinger. Hey, Rick, thanks again for being here. Come back soon.
Thanks, a pleasure.
Rick Lepsinger, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingham, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.